Steve Miller, Joe Biden will destroy middle class with global catch and release. By Neil Monroe on October 28, 2020. Joe Biden's asylum and open border policies will destroy the American middle class by releasing millions of foreign migrants into the United States, Stephen Miller told reporters October 28. The influx of low-wage workers from all across the world will drive down incomes, drive down wages, deplete the middle class, bankrupt Social Security, bankrupt Medicare, bankrupt Medicaid, bankrupt federal entitlements, overcrowd schools, and overcrowd every hospital in the middle of a pandemic, Miller told reporters. It is an assault on reason, it is an assault on law enforcement, and it's an assault on the very idea of having a country, having a republic. This is not about left or right or center. This is about between having a country, or not even having a country. Biden's 2020 plan promises to reassert America's commitment to asylum seekers and refugees, wipe out President Donald Trump's asylum reforms, bar any deportations for 100 days, and end migration enforcement against illegal aliens unless they commit a felony. Biden also wants to let companies import more visa workers, let mayors import temporary workers, and allow an unlimited flow of foreign graduates through U.S. universities into white-collar jobs. Would exempt from any cap the recent graduates of PhD programs in STEM fields. Biden also wants to accelerate the inflow of chain migration migrants and dramatically accelerate the inflow of poor refugees to at least 125,000 per year. Trump has cut the inflow of catch and release migrants from 400,000 in 2019 down to just 16,000 in 2020, say officials. Miller continued. The Biden plan would implement nationwide catch and release for every nationality. 100% of people from 100% of countries will be released pending a court date, years later. That means that every single person who doesn't actually want to be removed, who doesn't say to the border agent, "Remove us now," every single one of those would be released. 100%. Within a week of that happening, there would be a rush on the border on a global scale unseen before in the whole of human history. Every smuggling and trafficking organization on planet Earth would get the news, and millions, millions, will come. Not just from this hemisphere, but from the whole of the planet. So whether you are a Democrat, whether you are an independent, whether you're a Republican, whether you're liberal, whether you are conservative, this plan should cause you to be outraged. It is an assault on the very idea of having a nation, of having a border, of having a country. In contrast, Trump is likely to reject migrants, narrow asylum claims yet further, and fund the transfer of migrants waiting in Mexico back to Latin American countries. His 2020 plan offers broadly popular, but quite limited, pro-American restrictions on migration and visa workers. For example, in many speeches, Trump generally ignores the economic impact of blue-collar and white-collar migration on Americans while stressing issues of crime, outsiders, diseases, or welfare, even though his low immigration policies have been a popular boon to Americans. Open-ended legal migration is praised by business and progressives partly because migrants' arrival helps transfer wealth from wage earners to stockholders. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, impose tight control on American professionals, centralize technological innovation, undermine labor rights, and to get many progressive reporters to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities.